quality time with God. That's our powerhouse. That's where we get our direction, our power. That's where we hear the word of God, where we find out what God's like. That is the main thing. And yet, if there was one thing that was going to be squeezed out of our life, that might be it, mightn't it? That might be it in our average day. I remember when we were in London, we bought this small dog. It was an Alsatian. It was so fluffy and nice. We bought this little baby dog. Thing is, it grew. And we didn't see its mum and dad when we bought it. And it must have been an elephant crossed with something, because this dog, it grew and grew and grew and grew. So it got so big that I used to have to get my student work, who was a really fit, tough guy, to take it for a walk. But occasionally, I had the job of walking this dog. I thought, now, how can I get this dog tired out and really well exercised without, well, with doing as little exercise as I could myself? Do you understand that's not something that I'm given to? And I came up with an idea. I got a tennis ball, a tennis racket, I got a rubber bone, I got a stick and a thing called a cong, which is like a rubber thing on the end of a bit of rope and you kind of chuck it. And I thought, I know, because our house was opposite this park. I can stand in the middle of the field of the park with these four things, and the stupid dog is just going to chase anything. So what I'll do is I'll just stand around and I'll whack the tennis ball over. When it brings it back, I'll fling the cong over there. When it comes back, I'll ping the bone behind me. And it worked. I threw my shoulder a bit, hitting the tennis ball. But it worked. I was able to stand in the centre of that field, totally tire this dog out, going all different directions, and he didn't realise we hadn't gone anywhere. We hadn't moved. And the thing is, Satan can be a bit like that with our lives, you see. He can have us like that dog. He can throw so many things in our lives in different directions to distract us, that we spend all our time doing these things that we ought to do, and yet we find at the end of the day we haven't moved on. We haven't done the main thing. We haven't spent time with Jesus. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. So we come to this Bible story where Jesus is coming to the home of these two women, Mary and Martha. Well, you'd kind of get excited, wouldn't you, if God was coming for lunch today? You'd kind of set your priorities a bit different to your normal day. And we've got this scene where one is frantically getting the house tidy and doing the hoovering and cooking the food and doing all these things. And I need to say that none of those things would have been wrong. They were all good things to do. They were all things that needed doing. I mean, if no one tidied the house and hoovered the house, well, Jesus would have dirtied his feet. And if no one had cooked the food, well, he'd have gone hungry. If no one had fluffed up the cushions in the liver, I don't know if they had cushions, but if no one did that bit, you know, then Jesus would be sitting on a hard seat. So all these things, you know, you could tick what they needed to be done. They were right. They were good. They were proper. And, Martha probably would have said, I'm doing all this for Jesus. I'm doing this for him. To show him how much I love him. And that's a good sentiment, isn't it? So Jesus turns up, and Martha's running around the place. She's doing that, and she's doing that, and she's doing that, and she's doing that. All good things to do. And then she notices that Mary is just sitting down doing nothing except for enjoying Jesus and hanging on his every word. Well, I don't know about you, but that could start to get you a bit angry, couldn't it? You know, wait a minute, you know, it's all very well you sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him. Well, look, you know, someone's got to do all these other things and keep the show on the road. So eventually, she can't keep it inside them. I'm going to go and have a word about this. Jesus, don't you care that she's left me to do everything? My goodness, if you're going to pick someone and say, don't you care, That's a really bad choice. I mean, the whole reason why Jesus is there and why he's left his home, his throne in heaven and come down and humble himself and faces a career of humiliation, rejection and crucifixion is because he cares. And so our opening thing is, Jesus, don't you care? Don't you care that I've been left to do all the work and that she's just sitting at your feet doing nothing but worshipping? Don't you care about me? Well, of course, the truth is that Jesus did care more than she could ever know or grasp. But here's the thing, you see. Jesus cares about people rather than performance. Jesus cares about people rather than performance. Now, at your university, on your course, or your job, or whatever, you know, they're looking for your performance. You know, how well have you done on that essay and that dissertation? Have you met your sales target this month? They're looking at your performance. But not God. God is not looking primarily at our performance. He's interested in people above performance. Someone once put it like this: God created human beings and not human doings. Human beings and not human doings. So Martha comes up to Jesus. Don't you care that she's left me to do all the work? And what she was hoping Jesus would say is, you're absolutely right. You rotter, go and help her. But she didn't get the answer that she was hoping for. What he said was, why don't you come and join her? Because she has chosen the better part. She has chosen the better part. You see, Mary had the main thing as the main thing. I wonder about you this morning in your life. Is the main thing for you? Or do you find yourself in the week, outside this 1 hour on a Sunday, do you find yourself strangely distracted by all the things that need to be done, that ought to be done, that are good to get done? I wonder. It could just be me. It could just be me. So what do we do about it? Well, you see, Jesus said, she has chosen the better part. She's chosen the better part. That's choice, isn't it? I think it's comes down to this, actually, that we make up our minds. So tomorrow morning when I get up, it's up to me to make up my mind. Monday, am I going to make the main thing the main thing? Decision time. It's a yes or it's a no. Am I going to make the main thing the main thing? Or am I going to get distracted by all these other really, really good things? I think that this year is a time for us as a church to prioritise. And if some of you caught my little bit of jumble on the top of the Almond email news mail the other week, I was talking about, you know, New Year's resolutions. Maybe actually God wants you to do less rather than more. I think it's a time for us to be focusing as a fellowship. And of course that starts in our own lives and in our own hearts. And it starts now. And it's a choice. What do I choose? Do I choose to prioritize my relationship with Jesus? Or am I going to let the enemy distract me with all these worthwhile, important, useful other things that I could be doing? It's a strange thing in my life, but I've found that if I've got a really, really busy week, So there isn't much time for Jesus and my personal relationship with him. If I actually choose to do exactly the opposite to what seems logical, and I say, actually, I'm going to spend more time with him. I've found the strangest thing to be true. I don't know how it happens. I don't know if the hours get longer or the days get longer. But it seems to me that in my life, when I prioritise my relationship with Jesus first, somehow all the other things seem to get done quicker than if I hadn't. I can't quite put my finger on that. Maybe God's doing a bit of divine time management for me. He's quite good at it. Because you see, he made me. So he knows how I run best. And I don't run best when I'm spiritually on empty. So I just offer you that this morning. A simple story from the Bible. Very easy to grab hold of. And very challenging to do. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. I wonder, what are you going to choose to do about that? Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray, shall we?